If I am fearless? No. If I am failing? Yes, I have failed big time in my business career and I have made so many mistakes that I'm summing up in this episode so you do not have to repeat them. Some of them you will not expect because can you imagine hitting rock bottom financially while making money? Tune in. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Today, I want to say thank you to my dear listener, Verity, and an even bigger thank you for submitting a brave question. Verity wrote as following. I guess to specify my question would be simply that I would love to hear more in detail how your business began and how you got where you are now. I learn a lot from people's journeys, from their rocky starts to how they became successful. It's encouraging as someone who is starting a business to hear the ups and downs of a successful business when sometimes it feels like you will always be at the beginning. Thank you for being brave and asking this. I am more than honored to answer where my journey began, and it was indeed a rocky start. And dear listener, if you have a question regarding online business mindset, head over to Instagram, find me under Ivana Ivanek_, shoot me a DM. I'm happy to answer all questions you have, or write me an email. My email address is ivana@fabulous-foundation.com. I am excited to hear from you. All right, let's lean in. My business journey began a long time ago, and it was not an online business. I was always a child questioning literally everything. I knew very early in my age that I am not meant to climb a corporate ladder because I felt that I have a gift within me that I can help people. How? I didn't know. It was just a little tiny flame burning inside me, and nothing around me made sense except for me wanting to do something different. In my 20s, I found something that I want to be doing. I always loved sports, and one day I just decided to quit my job and make a diploma as a health and mindset coach. Sounds amazing, isn't it? Sounds like a dream come true. Nobody really understood why I invested so much money in personal development, although normal universities in Austria were for free. Why did I even quit my job wanting to have a business where nobody in my family was really an entrepreneur? And if I would have invested in buying a house and a car, probably more people would have understood. But I did it anyway. Did I feel lonely? Yes. Did I feel misunderstood? Yes, but I did it because I felt the urge to help people. Now, I knew that I don't want to be working in a gym, meaning cleaning machines or working at the receptions. So I found a way to become affiliated to a gym, which was back in the days, a exclusively dedicated gym to women, which I loved. So what I was doing there, the gym was providing me with clients who were members of the fitness center. I was providing the gym. I was available for personal training sessions, and I was paying them a little fee for using their facilities. Sounds amazing, isn't it? But I have made so many mistakes, which I would like to speak about it to you today so you do not have to repeat them. My number one mistake, or what I really overlooked, is that I was building an unsustainable business because I was 100% dependent on how the fitness studio is running their business. And as you know, summers, the gyms are rather empty. And after New Year's Eve, with all New Year's resolutions, the gyms are full. So I was dependent literally on how the business was running in their good and bad times. And I was dependent that I would have or not have clients. So that was something that really put me into trouble sometimes because I didn't have a sustainable and regular income. My number two mistake was I didn't charge enough. The rate for an hour I agreed on, hold on tight, was 30 bucks, 30 euro or 33 US dollars. I increased the rate over the years, but oh my, can you imagine how much hours I needed to work to make a solid income, to pay my rent, to pay my insurances, and hopefully have a little bit fun? I mean, I was, after all, just in my mid-20s. So the next mistake I made is I had absolutely no boundaries. Clients could cancel whenever they wanted, and I didn't charge for it. They could not show up, I didn't charge for it. And I was always giving in when I declared to have a day off. I never took it when someone asked for a personal training because, after all, I needed the money. So I was locked up in a circle where I couldn't really get myself out, nor did I want to tell my family that I'm failing? Because after all, they told me that nobody in our family is an entrepreneur. And why on earth should I make it? I had no help. I thought that everything I'm doing should be a secret. I was insecure. I didn't know what I was doing. I was sitting alone in my corner, not asking for help. Not knowing that there are mentors, coaches, people who be there where I am and who are willing to help. That was at that time for me not on the screen. It was not on the horizon. So I was very lonely with my thoughts. And over the years, it felt like all that insecurity, doubt, failure, and everything that I was carrying just was becoming heavier and heavier. And I started disliking what I was doing. But on the outside, I was still proving that everything is just fine. Can you imagine how that felt? It was horrible. And I wish everyone not to repeat this. It is not worth it to suffer. Business is not suffering. Remember that. Open up, ask questions, connect with people, and have a network. Rather than networking and getting in touch with like-minded people who were doing what I was doing, to connect, to learn, and to actually pin out what I was feeling. Because now, today, I know that I would have not fell on deaf ears. I was comparing myself to others. I was afraid to tell people what I am doing and somewhat that they would be copying it. I don't know. Today, I absolutely can not relate to any of these thoughts. Literally not. And the last mistake I want to mention is I was constantly fearing that I need to expand and I can't stay in that gym because it felt too narrow, too small. Like, basically, I was afraid to find my niche and to specialize onto something where unconsciously I was already doing it. I was specialized on women with a certain problem they had that I was solving like a big pro, but I wasn't aware of that. I thought in order to make cash, I needed to serve everybody. And this is when everything started going south because I started working outside of the gym, promoting myself to other people that Also, I charge way too little money, but it included also time to get to their houses and back again. So, as you see, that was not the smartest idea because I was spreading myself way too thin. In the end, after 5 years, my passion becoming a chore, becoming a nightmare, I hit rock bottom emotionally, physically, and financially. You can imagine everyone around me. Oh, I told you so. You should have known. I mean, yes, of course, I should have known, but honestly, I didn't know any better. Only later, when I left to Greece, in between, I did have a corporate job. Obviously, I needed to make up my debt. I needed to make some money again. I just took any job I could take, which was in the end the best corporate job I ever had, unfortunately, as I am and as I always was, I was looking for adventures. I literally went and left my hometown Vienna. I left to Greece, took another corporate job in tourism, which was not my cup of tea, like, absolutely not. And I was already working on something behind the scenes, doing everything better. However, I felt like I have time, like forever. I was not really progressing. I was procrastinating. I was still sitting in that fear to fail, in that fear that there is no help for me. I was sitting in that paralysis, literally, and trying to do something. But then not really, because I was also knowing, right? And our brains are not silly, I'm telling you, that I had a backup. I was making money in a job that I didn't like so much. But anyway, there was security, right? So all these thoughts were incredibly holding me back from moving forward in my business idea. And it went on for so long till I finally realized I no longer can be in this company. And again, like several years before, I just went and I quit overnight. This time with nothing ready. I know, sounds risky, but that's just who I am. And often making big, bold moves, if you can, this is nothing I want to put on people because it is damn scary and you need to have a somewhat backup, which was luckily and lucky me, and I'm forever thankful my partner who encouraged me to do so because he had faith and trust that everything will be just fine. And I was leaning into this. I was sitting there putting everything together, my skill set, everything that I learned, and I managed to make money within 1 month again. How did I do this? Again, it was not sustainable yet. However, I leveraged and I was betting on everything that I had at the time where I could make money right there, right now. And I thought, great, I have knowledge in health, in the health industry. I gained so much experience about what people need in the last years. I am a native German speaker. So, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna teach German as a foreign language to healthcare professionals. Awesome, right? So I understood suddenly the niche thing. And what I did is I registered on a platform where you pay a little bit of money to them or a commission per hour taught, where they take the marketing for you. But I needed to understand that I'm not going to teach everyone who is coming my way, and I'm not missing out on anything on this planet Earth if I specify on who I can serve specifically and in the best way possible, which was at that time, healthcare professionals who need German for their diploma, for moving to another country, etc., etc. This became very quick, very successful. However, not really sustainable. But what it did allow me is to get out of the job that I didn't like anymore. I was my own boss again. I was gaining confidence to continue. This is where I was meeting my very first and incredibly amazing mentor, Michael. And he has taught me strategy, not just on paper, but to understand it and also to leverage my knowledge from the corporate strategy and mirror it into the online space. I was immediately hooked. What I did then was recreating my first business that has failed so badly with everything I knew. So I had a successful business on paper, which was my old business. And I thought, oh my goodness, it just seems so incredibly simple. Why didn't I ask for help earlier? And I was immediately implementing everything in my German-speaking business, everything. At some point, where the question was, do I want to scale it and get out of the hourly teaching, or do I want to actually teach business and mindset? I stopped at that point because I realized teaching German is not really my passion. It's just not. It would be something cool to build on, but I know earlier or later I would have just lost the fun because it wasn't challenge enough for me. And so I started teaching business as a strategist and mindset coach in the online space. Everything started online on Instagram. I had no network, but I knew exactly what I needed. I needed clarity. I needed to understand strategies and having the mindset to implement them. That's it. This is all you need. And I know this doesn't sound sexy. Who wants to learn strategies? Who wants to be, shifting thoughts to develop the CEO mindset? But to be real, these are the three fundamentals. I am not saying that I never failed an offer, because 90% of all offers, unless you really, really know how you have done it and you have put out 10 out there that haven't failed, and even then there is no guarantee that they will never fail if you are a service provider. But what I want to tell you with this is failure is not fatal. Failure is just another step ahead towards your success. And you only fail if you give up. I'm going to repeat this for you. You only fail if you give up. It is more of a thing like becoming a scientist and then being like, okay, I have created this. If you have done it strategic, why isn't it working? You tweet it, you try again. You make a hypothesis and you're like, okay, it could be that. And you change it. You try again and then it works or not. And you repeat this over and over and over again. Whether this is your offer, whether this is your content, whether this is how you promote your podcast, your marketing strategy, your sales strategy, your visibility strategy, whatever it is. And all these strategies are, by the way, not all marketing. Marketing is marketing, sales is sales, visibility is visibility. Okay. Don't confuse these things. This is important to know. And they all work different. However, they all interfere and also like are woven into each other. That then creates this nice timeline, what you do when in your business and how you do it. So everything that sounds right now, like I had it all figured out from day one, was actually picking up crumb by crumb by crumb and failing forward. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to be rejected. At this point, I would like to give you another short story from a conversation today. I was sitting with a client speaking business, and she's at the stage where we now know what freebie we are creating. We are ready to grow an audience and an email list, and things are becoming super serious. At least this is what she said. And she said, like, oh my God, I'm feeling such a huge resistance in doing things. I'm feeling so like not motivated, procrastinating, and the problem is only starting. This is real. I'm having that too. Every time I lean into something new. There is a resistance of starting because then things are becoming super real. You are coming closer to the next step. And what if you fail later? And what if nobody wants what you have to offer? But if you have followed the steps you have to follow, I can tell you and guarantee you it's only your brain because you are actually right at this the place where you are meant to be. You're growing, you're moving forward. And the problem is really just starting. The moment you start, it's like those fears, those thoughts. And if you sit with them, right? Don't ignore them. Let them in. They are so real. They are valid. And once you start, they start getting easier on you. And one thought by the other, for that time being, they will just dissolve because you have taken the action and you have proven your brain that you're not gonna die if you create a freebie and if you promote it on social media. Right? So I have that too until today. I don't wanna be here sitting pretending like I'm fearless. I don't wanna be pretending that I do not struggle on times. Yes, I am tired too. Yes, I do have discussions with my partner. Yes, there is some stuff going on in my life as well. But all these things are just life. Life is happening. What I have developed very strongly, and I want you to lean into this and honor that if you already carry those tools within you, is that you have your North Star. And you just do not get off that path because you are on a mission. Remember that? You are on a mission to create change in this world. You are on a mission to create freedom for yourself and your family. You are on a mission to make money on your terms. You are on a mission to do something so big that you couldn't have imagined doing before. And one last thing, do not get distracted. I know it's so easy if you're the only one in your circle, in your family, who is trying to get an online business off the ground, no matter if it's a service or a product-based business, it can become, the whole journey can become a little bit lonely. And that's okay. You remember? Go and get that network. It is so important to stay connected with people who are doing the same and who are not distracting you and forcing you to lean into something you don't really want to. It is right now October. This is where the world is getting ready for Christmas. I know, I don't understand it either, but this is a thing. It's a, in our Western world, a movement that everybody's into shopping, everybody is into whatever people do. I don't really know, but everybody is busy, 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 busy. And if you are right now starting your online business, or you want to start, or you have started this summer and you really haven't come far, and you were like, oh my God, how can I get this client? I want you to be reminded that 2024 is not over yet. It is only October. We have a whole quarter ahead, 3 months, but a lot can change. And I want you to honor that. If you look around in the online space, this is now the time where sales is happening. November is going to be the time where people are going to sell smaller products and or grow their email lists to hit sprint next year. So the momentum you are building in this last quarter of the year is your success in 2025, and you can even succeed this year. Don't lean into what other people are doing. Stay on track. And I want to support you in this. You are invited, my friends, to my free masterclass on 23rd of October, where I am introducing to you the three fundamentals for a profitable online business so you can have the business that makes money and impact. And I want you inside. I want together to make this year 2024 count because 2024 is not over yet. Believe me, if you surround yourself with the right people, you will succeed. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Don't be afraid to be rejected. Don't be afraid to make this year your best ever, because you are so deserving of this. Head over to the bio. You will find a link where you can sign up for my free masterclass on 23rd of October. I can't wait to have you inside. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.